Welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, the Asian American gay and lesbian community. Virtually every society around the world, regardless of cultural, political, or economic differences, has a homosexual community. In many countries where homosexuality is not permitted by either law, religion, or culture, the community is obviously much less visible. Many people are not even aware that there are active and thriving gay and lesbian cultures within their own communities. An excellent example of this is Asian America. For years, Asian American homosexuals have been essentially invisible to both mainstream American society and their own Asian environment, rightfully fearing a homophobic, racist, and in some cases, sexist reaction. However, in areas such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York, where there appears to be greater tolerance of homosexuality, an Asian American gay and lesbian movement is beginning to emerge. Michael Fu is the project coordinator of the Gay Asian Pacific Alliance Community HIV Project in San Francisco.
I think in the Asian community, there's a tendency to believe that gays and lesbians don't really exist, that that's not part of our culture. And we know that's not true.
Why do you think Asians believe that?
Well, here in the United States, from my experience, it's been because Asians, up until recently, Asian gays and lesbians have been basically invisible to the general community, and even within the lesbian gay community. It's only recently that you see Asians, lesbians, and gays being portrayed in any fashion in the media, in news, on radio shows, television.
How do you explain this lack of representation in some respects?
Well, I think it's a combined issue that we have to deal with the homophobia in the Asian community, and to get the Asian community to accept that we exist and that we're still a part of the community. And in the lesbian gay community, I think we're dealing with racism, not necessarily overt, although we do come across cases of overt racism, but just the kind of lack of acknowledgement that we are there, that we're part of the lesbian gay community, and that we're Asians. My experience, I've been out as a gay man for about 20 years now, and my experience with the lesbian gay community has been that it's perceived to be basically a white community. And from the outside, and even from the inside a lot of times. And that's because of the lack of visible portrayals of not just Asians, but other lesbians and gays of color in the community.
In what ways does homosexuality conflict with your Asian heritage?
Well, family is a real important aspect in the Asian cultures. I'm the oldest in my family. I was expected to carry on the family name and tradition in terms of having my own family. So I've gone against that expectation. I'm not married. I've never been married. I have no children. And then I'm being seen as part of a deviant sexual group that doesn't belong. So I think that's one of the major issues in the Asian community, particularly with you. I don't want to say the younger children have it easier, but I think there's a group, particularly on the eldest of the family, the eldest male, there's a particular expectation of carrying on the family name and tradition.
So in light of this, how difficult was it for you to come out?
I had to leave home. Basically, I came out, for me, there was another burden that I was being raised as a Catholic, so I had to deal with the homophobic experiences of growing up, learning I was a bad person. So my coming out process took a while. I was 25 when I finally said to myself, this is what I am and I can be happy this way. And I had been living away from home for about 4 years. I have since told my family I'm gay, and they have not received that information very well. They live in Hawaii, I live here, and it's basically been, I just live my life, and I don't have contact with them because they haven't been able to accept me back into the family as a gay person.
What about the rest of your family?
Basically, I've cut myself off.
Douglas Yerenon is a training specialist at the California AIDS Intervention Training Center in San Francisco. Yerenon is also the co-chair of the organization Gay Asian Pacific Alliance. I asked Yerenon to describe the relationship the Asian American homosexual community has with that of the white gay community.
I think the white gay community has been deprived, just like the rest of white American has been deprived of, appreciating other people's culture and learning to respect other people and peoples for who they are and what they are and trying to learn more about those cultures. And so so there's a lot of denial about even the existence of, gay people that are non-white. And then the kind of images that white people have towards people of color in general, but within, the gay community, the gay white male community is not immune from racist imagery or the invisibility of people of color in general, and particularly Asians as sexual beings. So, that dynamic has a certain play. And then, for Asians, the kind of images that we have for people that are sexual are blonde, blue-eyed people. And so those are the kind of people that are sort of ingrained in our minds as people that we should seek after as partners, whether you're heterosexual or not, or gay.
Do you think that white mainstream culture is more tolerant of homosexuality than Asian American culture?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. We have the Jesse. I mean, we certainly have clear examples, contemporary examples here in this society. I think San Francisco is an exception, but if you go, in the Midwest or the South or even, outside of San Francisco, 20 miles away, it's predominantly white, and people have problems with people expressing their being gay.
Now, white culture does have a problem with homosexuality. How does that problem compare with the Asian community's acceptance of homosexuality?
I don't think it's any better or worse. I think there's certainly differences because the way, for a lot of different reasons. I mean, in the United States, the white gay male community has been able to, or the gay population in the United States has the luxury of organizing, and that's and developing theory and developing a community, and then that's a social, economic, political kind of thing. Their position in the world, their position in the United States, they just have that. It's a middle class luxury to organize. And in other parts of the world, that's a lot of people don't have that luxury to do that. That's why, gay movements in, Bangladesh aren't as sophisticated as gay movements here in the United States, because in Bangladesh they're dealing with survival issues.
Xun Yuan is one of the co-founders of Asian Pacifica Sisters, an organization by and for Asian Pacific American lesbians and bisexuals. Nguyen says the 300-member organization is not only a support group for Asian American lesbians and bisexuals, but also an educational and political organization which unites to celebrate who and what they are. I asked Nguyen to describe what some of the ramifications are of being an Asian American lesbian.
Being Asian Pacific Islander, you're a minority. And then, not so much anymore, but then being a lesbian, being a woman, you're another minority. And then being a lesbian, you're a third minority. The only thing that's missing now is for me to be pregnant. No, but with all seriousness, it is a sort of a compacted situation where you do have to wear different hats and you do face different levels or kinds of oppression. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that, well, because I'm this way, so I deserve more sympathy. What I am saying, though, is it just makes it all the harder because we do, I mean, I'm always constantly struggling to obtain my rights, whatever that means, in whichever community that is.
Do Asian American gays and lesbians differ in any way from other gays and lesbians?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think our issues are differently, are very different. Just to do a short, maybe, comparison, I think Asian Pacific, because it is so big of a subgroup, it breaks down to, you know, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Laotian. I mean, you have the general folks from Asia, you have folks from Pacific Island, you have folks from Southeast Asia, you have folks who are recent immigrants. So the issues are different. For me, you know, one of my most concerned issue is immigration. It might not be the same for other Chinese American who've been here for four generations. And our issue as a whole within the Asian Pacific might be different from that of African American because of, you know, who we are and the perception that we are the model minority. So within the African American community, you know, the issues are different. If we do have similarities, it probably would be more with the Latino community because of the cultural and the language the sort of difficulties that we have as communities facing the larger community, the larger white mainstream majority. Within the white community, I think in comparison to the white community, then we would have more similarities within the people of color community. So there are different, I wouldn't want to say factions, because I don't think there are factions. I think there's just different subgroups that there are commonalities and there are differences. There are some is more distinct than others.
What do you think the listening audience is thinking when we're discussing Asian American homosexuality?
I think people are very intrigued, and I think people are probably going through their own thought process about how to absorb this information and how to deal with it on their own. I think it's good. People need to know that, again, we're human beings. We have regular jobs. We do wear lipstick. You know, some of us wear suits to work. That we function, that our everyday life consists of who we are as a human being. And for folks to break down the stereotype that, you know, we're the mass murderers or the killers or you know, the people who do bad things. And I think that's been the myth and the wrong perception that's been out there that has damaged our community, the gay and lesbian community in specific. But, you know, I just hope that people take away something from this to recognize that we're not bad. You know, we're just trying to live an honest life, and we deserve the right to have access to everything else that everyone else has the right to access.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives is a presentation of Echo Communications. All rights reserved.